The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
And we begin by finding a way of sitting that we can... Is that okay? Is that okay like that? Okay. We want to sit in a way that we can be relaxed and comfortable, so we're not sort of in a forced posture. But we also want to be able to stay alert, to stay awake as we relax and settle in. It's easy to fall into some torpor. So just this balanced posture and this balanced energy is a foundation of practice, but also really something that runs through practice, working with energy in the body. You can close your eyes, or if you prefer to have your eyes open, just lowering your gaze so that you're disengaged from the visual world. And that naturally brings the attention into the body and into sound. The other senses become more acute as vision is closed off. Notice how your body is feeling right now. Is there anything distinctive? Any sensation? Any energy? The life of the body is so complex and diverse, and yet we usually ignore most of it unless it's a problem or a particular pleasure arises. But the neutral experience of aliveness in the body can be quite rich to explore. And this is the beginning point of practice, and again, another foundational aspect of practice that runs through the practice for us. So let the body soften. Relax any points of tension. Let your face be relaxed. The jaw, shoulders, and belly. Perhaps even to have a sense of being drawn to the earth, as gravity does. We, as these bipeds, hold ourselves upright, really, in a kind of ongoing tension between our bodies and the earth. So if you just allow your spine to hold you erect, then the rest of your body can settle. And then opening as well to sound. So this practice of mindfulness is not one of exclusion or a narrow focus particularly. In theory, there is nothing that can be a distraction in mindfulness because its essence is to be aware of whatever is happening. So even something that one finds annoying can be explored. We can bring awareness to it. And as well, we can bring awareness to the annoyance itself. And this is the practice. Not to judge, not to quantify, compare, but simply to watch, to know. Now, we do use the breath as a primary focus, which helps the mind to settle. The Buddha recommends paying attention to the breath as a way to cut through thoughts. So how to do this is Well, it's something that can be explored, but typically we suggest that you choose a point of sensation in the body, either at the nostrils, where you feel the breath coming in and out, the touch of the air, or the belly, the rise and fall, the movement, rhythmic. Continuous. So the breath becomes a kind of center point around which we might also be aware of other things, the rest of the body, the breath, and sounds, thoughts or feelings. We have this kind of foreground awareness of breath. Now, it doesn't mean much to pay attention to the breath, so it might be helpful to consider how to explore the breath, what it means, and how we can use this. So if you're following the breath at the nostrils, begin by noticing the difference between the feeling of breathing in and the feeling of breathing out. Sensations of breath are very subtle. So this comparison can help us to highlight these sensations. It becomes more clear when we see the difference between the in-breath and out-breath. And we can do the same if following the breath at the belly, noticing the feeling of expansion, the movement of the belly, the ribs, and then the contraction. Again, subtle but distinct if we bring attention to it. So this gentle effort to pay attention to the specifics of sensation has the effect of quieting the mind because the mind becomes occupied. So this is the function of mindfulness of breath, essentially to occupy the mind in a neutral, non-disruptive sensation. It can help as well to use some words just to help the mind to stay on track. So if you're following the breath at the nostrils, you can say to yourself silently, in, out. If you're following the breath at the belly, rising, falling. We'll call this optional, something to try or experiment with to see if it helps or if it rather makes things more complicated. Now, it's natural, even inevitable, that the mind will wander when we try to pay attention to something neutral and not particularly compelling, like the breath. This isn't a mistake or a sign of getting it wrong or some lack of meditative skill. The mind is trained to think it is its job, for which we are ordinarily rewarded. It's the one activity in which thinking is not rewarded. So what to do? Well, mindfulness is to observe what's happening, to know what is real in this moment. If thinking is happening, when you realize that, acknowledge that. See that. And then gently come back to the breath, to this object of concentration. There's no need to get into an argument with our thoughts or a fight with them. They will usually win in any case. Making friends with them, accepting them, allowing them, actually tends to soothe them and quiet them more than some resistance or some attempt to suppress. They'll actually slow down and quiet on their own if we leave them alone. And just gently, persistently return to the breath. One more thing to be aware of is that when there are very persistent and nagging thoughts, very often there is an emotion behind them. And rather than paying attention to the thoughts or even the breath, we're best served by turning toward, opening to, and feeling fully the emotion that is giving energy to the thoughts.